This is a life-changing message from New Life Christian Center Church in Houston, Texas.
There is a light in me.
And now let's join Lady Bridget Hilliard.
There is a voice, guide your way. Come with joy, we'll refresh. Come change.
All right, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I am a believer and not a doubter. I am a doer and not just a hearer. And my life is the better after having heard the word of faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing by the word of God. All right, I'm going to let y'all hold this because this isn't going to hinder me from using my pad. All right, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. We've been in a series of lessons for the last 3 weeks on maximizing the limitless favor or grace of God. And 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2 says, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." Say, grace and peace can be multiplied. Now, grace and peace can be multiplied according to this scripture by the knowledge that we have. And so that is why it's so important that you be in Bible study as we're teaching these series of lessons on grace and peace or the limitless favor of God, so that you can get the knowledge of the word of God, so that you can have a multiplied grace working in your life. And look at the Amplified version of it, because I love how it is in the Amplified, because it almost defines favor for you in the scripture. It says, "May grace, God's favor, and peace, which is perfect well-being, all necessary good, all spiritual prosperity, and freedom from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts be multiplied to you in the full, personal, precise, and correct knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord." So grace, and we found out that grace, the word grace, and as well as favor, is in the Bible. And we said that there is a grace that saves us, but then there's also a grace or a favor that is guaranteed for our success in life as believers. And so that's what we've been focusing on for the last several weeks, this grace that causes the success for us to have in our lives. And so if you'll turn over to 1 Peter chapter 4. And of course, we know for every promise, for every principle, for every prophecy, there's a faith process that brings it to pass. And of course, since the Bible declares that faith comes by hearing, you hearing the word of God on favor will raise your level of expectation to have the favor of God show up in your life. Amen. And of course, you know, many times we kind of like hear messages and we have heard them, and then we kind of sit them to the side. And that's why it's important to kind of revisit some things over and over again, so that you can start expecting the favor of God to show up in your life. And so this whole series of lessons has been designed to get you to the point where you can start expecting God's favor to show up in your life in every area. Amen. And of course, just over the last several weeks since we've been teaching on the favor of God, I've always, Bishop and I always walked in the favor of God ever since we heard the message on favor. But it seems like the favor of God has been multiplying in our lives over the last several weeks since we started teaching this series of lessons again. And I hope that in your life, you have raised your level of expectation to start expecting the favor of God everywhere you go. Expecting God to raise up somebody to use their power, their ability, and their influence to help you. Expecting God to cause people to show you kindness. Expecting God to show people to cause you goodness. Expecting God to give you preferential treatment. When nobody else is getting preferential treatment, you should be expecting preferential treatment. Amen? Because you've been hearing the word of God, so now your faith is being built up so that you can start expecting preferential treatment in your life. Amen? And guess what? It doesn't just have to be in for us, a lot of our testimonies are as a result of us being in ministry. But how many of you know that God's favor can show up in the doctor's office? God's favor can show up on your job when everybody else on the job gets a pink slip and they say, "Oh, you can stay around a little bit longer. You may have to take a reduced salary, but you still got a job." How many of you know that that's the favor of God showing up for you? Amen. So it's preferential treatment that others may not experience, others may not expect, but because you're a believer and you've been taught the word of God, you understand that God's favor is on your life. Amen. And you're walking in expectation of the favor of God. Amen. And you know, For example, Bishop and I, this week we just got some amazing news about how God's favor has just been showing up, not only for us, but for the ministry. For example, everybody knows that we started on TBN, something that we've been believing God for at least 20 years. We've been believing to go on TBN, right? Well, we got on TBN on Sunday mornings, and we got the time that was available, which was like 6 o'clock in the morning Eastern time, which is 5 a.m. on Sunday mornings for you all. So that's really early for us. But we took it because we said, okay, we're at least getting our foot in the door. This is an opportunity. And then, of course, people in other countries, they get up there. It's available for them at later times because of time difference. Well, we got a call this week that Paul Crouch saw our program on last week. And he said, we need to move them up to a better time. Everybody say favor. Says, so he's moving us from 6 o'clock a.m. Eastern time to 7:30 Eastern time, which is 6:30 Central time, which is like 10:30, 12:30 in the other countries. So it is a perfect time. But here's the favor. No increase in the rate. Everybody say favor. Amen. And then we got a call right after that from the Daystar, and we've been on Sunday mornings on Daystar, and now they're moving us to every day in the week, Monday through Friday on Daystar. Somebody say favor. Amen. And so if I were you, even though ours is in ministry, in your personal life, when it starts at the top, how many of you know it's going to flow down to the bottom? So the favor of God is on your life, and you have to begin to expect God to raise up somebody to use their power, their ability, and their influence to help you. Who knew that Paul Crouch was going to look at our television program, watch the program himself, the owner of TBN watching our program, us in Houston, Texas, and giving us favor? That is the favor of God. And I believe it's because we've been expecting an outpouring of the favor of God on our lives, and God is honoring our faith. Amen. Say, God is honoring my faith too. All right. Did I tell you to go to 1 Peter chapter 4? All right, 1 Peter chapter 4, look at verse 10. I'm going to just read it from the Amplified for time's sakes. And it says, and as each one of you has received a gift, a particular spiritual talent, a gracious divine endowment, employ it for one another as befits good trustees of God's many-sided, say many-sided, which is also the multifaceted faith grace, faithful stewards of the extremely diverse powers and gifts granted to Christians by unmerited favor. So God wants to give you many sides of the grace of God. He wants you to be successful in life. He wants you to have favor everywhere that you go. Say, I want favor everywhere that I go. All right, so just as a point of review for those of you who may be just picking up the lesson today, we said that the favor of God is the divine commitment to cause kindness, goodness, and preferential treatment to come to the believer to promote us in life and in ministry. Then we said that the multifaceted favor of God or grace of God must be understood by the saints. Then we said the supernatural potential of the limitless favor of God must be understood. And then last week we gave you the 7 aspects of the limitless divine favor of God. How many of you have your notes from last week? Amen. All right, well, I'm going to go over them again for those of you who don't have your notes so you can know what you should be expecting. You should expect promotions and increase. You should expect property increase. You should expect prosperity and conflict. You should expect prominence and popularity. You should expect preferential treatment in life. You should expect petitions to be granted from hostile authorities, and you should expect policies to be reversed in your favor. Amen. So those are the different aspects of the limitless favor of God that you should be expecting. And then we talked about how you can access the grace of God or the favor of God. And we said that the sovereign favor of God is accessed through our faith. Say, through my faith. Then the sovereign favor of God can be accessed by our finances. We said, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, you can sow a specific seed or a targeted seed for the favor of God to show up in your life. Amen. And then, of course, we said that you can access this favor of God through your faithfulness. Say, through my faithfulness. All right, now turn over to Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23 as we get into tonight's lesson, which is going to be the strategic pursuit of the limitless favor of God. Now that we know that the favor of God belongs to us, we need a strategy so we can get this favor of God operating in our lives. Say a strategy of the favor of God operating in my life. If you want the strategy, how many of you want the strategy?
Amen.
All right, I figured you did since you came to Bible study, so you definitely want the strategy, right? So I have 2 points. Everybody say 2 points. And I know I'm going to finish because I taught it last night in Beaumont, and we finished it, and Bishop taught it in Austin on last night. Awesome Bible study, as a matter of fact, in Beaumont and Austin. Both of our extension locations are growing tremendously, so give yourselves a hand clap for being a part of the church like no other. Amen? So point number one, say point number one. Point number one is the cultivation of the limitless favor mentality. Say the cultivation of the limitless favor mentality. And then point number two is the conviction to the laws of the favor manifestation. Say the conviction of the laws of the favor manifestation. All right, so let's talk about this cultivation of this limited favor mentality, because you have to have a mentality to understand that God's favor is for you. Amen. Because the world will try to talk you out of walking in the favor of God. They'll give you all kind of reasons why you should not expect God's favor to show up in your life. Amen. And of course, God's plan is revealed in the Word of God. So if it's in the Word of God and I can find it in the Word of God, then I have to understand it is for me. All right. And then God's plan must be respected as the superior strategy. In other words, God's ways are higher than your ways. God thinks higher than you think. So if God said it, guess what? It has to come to pass. So regardless of what the world thinks, you know, the world will say, well, you know, this is a downtime and you can't be expecting preferential treatment to show up in your life. I can, because I'm a believer and the Word of God says that God doesn't think like the world thinks. All right. And then, of course, God's plan has been resisted by some saints. Even though it's the will of God for us to walk in the favor of God, there are some believers that still believe today that you shouldn't experience the favor of God on your life. They don't believe that you should walk in the goodness and the kindness of God. But as for me and my house, we're going to walk in the favor of God. Amen. All right. And then, of course, God's plan is the resolve for those of us who are spiritual. In other words, those of us who are spiritual, we understand that Psalms 5 and 2 says that he will compass us about with favor as a shield. So that means that everywhere I go, the favor of God is going to show up for me. Amen. Why? Because I'm releasing my faith for the favor of God to show up for me. Amen. All right. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7 says, for as a man thinketh in his, or as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if you think the favor of God is for you, then guess what? Favor of God is for you. But if you think it's just you can't get by, or life is too rough and it's just going to be tough all the time, then you're never going to experience the favor of God. Whatever you think, that's what's going to happen for you. Say, I'm thinking about the favor of God showing up in my life. All right, so turn over to Psalms 1. Psalms 1, since you're right there in Proverbs, because there is a scriptural regimen for cultivating a favor mentality, and that cultivated favor mentality is revealed in Psalms 1. Right in Psalms 1, you can find, I'm going to give you 7 things that can cultivate a favor mentality. Psalms 1, verse 1 says, blessed are empowered to prosper. Say, I've been empowered to prosper. All right. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like a chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. But the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So let's talk about these 7 things that you can develop to cultivate this favor mentality. Number one, it's a matter of consecration. Say, it's a matter of consecration. In other words, you got to get to the point where you commit to live your life for the Lord Jesus Christ and nothing else. Amen. That's why the Bible says empowered to prosper is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. I am consecrated to God. I'm going to live my life for God. I'm not going to live my life any other way. I have chosen to live my life for God. Amen. So consecration, say consecration. All right. And then the second one is a matter of separation. Separation means that you got to detach yourself from anything that hinders your commitment to God. Say separation. That means you got to get away from some folk that don't agree with the fact that the favor of God is going to show up in your life. Amen. So if they're not expecting the favor of God to show up in their lives, I don't have time for you. I'm sorry. I appreciate you, but I got to go because I'm working on something. Amen. All right. And then the third one is a matter of information. Say information. And that's acquiring the spiritual truths from God's word. And since the Bible says his word is truth, if the word of God says I'm supposed to be experiencing the favor of God, then that's the information that I'm going to put in my spirit. Amen. All right. And then the fourth one is a matter of saturation. Say saturation. And that's spending time in study and hearing the word of God. And that's why you should be commended for coming to Bible study, because this is how you hear the word of God on a regular basis. And then, of course, you know, I said it on last night and I said again, you can saturate yourself with the word of God at times when nobody else is around. Bishop and I made a commitment like 30 years ago to listen to at least 2 hours of the word every day. And so everybody always says, how in the world do y'all get 2 hours of the word in every day with all of the stuff that y'all have to do? We listen to it when we brushing our teeth. We listen to it when we're cutting the shower on. We listen to it when we get out the shower. So we make sure that we are saturating ourselves with the word of God. So we keep it going over and over again. In our car, we're listening to the word of God. On my iPhone, I got the word of God on it. Everywhere, anything, any device that I have that's going to be in my ear, the word of God is going to be somewhere on it. So that's how you saturate yourself with the word of God. Amen. Then the number five. Is it five? All right. Number one was what? Number two. Number three. Number four. All right. Number five is deliberation. And that's the established standard for making decisions. In other words, you got to deliberate every process. In crunch time, you got to remember what God's word says. Amen. So in crunch time, when you get a bad report from your job, if your job gives you a pink slip, that's not the time for you to go crazy. You deliberate this and say, wait a minute, you are not my source. God is my source. This door may be closed, but God has another door open for me. And I believe the next door that I walk in is going to be a greater door from the door that I walked out of. So when you have to deliberate and not sit down and in crunch time crumble under it, but deliberate the process. Amen. All right. And then number six, it's a matter of determination. Say determination. All right. Determination is the willingness to discipline your flesh through obedience. And all the time, you may not feel like saying that I'm walking in the favor of God, but you got to be determined that I'm going to be disciplined and I'm going to obey to what the word of God says, because it's not about feelings anyway. It's about faith. So you got to be determined that, hey, what does the word say? I may not feel like opening my mouth and saying the favor of God belongs to me, but guess what? I got to have discipline to do it. Just like you may not feel like drinking water every day, but I guarantee you, if you don't drink water, you're going to be dehydrated, especially in Houston with the heat that we're experiencing right now. So even though you may not feel like it, you have to have discipline to do what the word of God says. All right. And then number seven, and this is the best one. It is a matter of expectation. You got to choose to praise God along the journey. In other words, you got to decide that I am expecting the favor of God to show up in every area of my life. Everywhere I go, I'm expecting God's favor to show up. Everything I do, I'm expecting the favor of God to show up. And, you know, it's kind of funny now, but in 1990, Bishop and I were believing to move in a certain neighborhood. And they had turned us down like 20 times to move in this particular neighborhood. But I had expectation that I was going to move. Amen. I had my expectation high. I'm moving in this neighborhood. I don't care if you told me 20 times no. One day somebody's going to open up and God's going to raise up somebody and number 21 is going to be my answer. When I got to number 2 no, I said, well, number 3 will be my answer. Then when number 4 was not my answer, I said, well, number 5 will be my answer. I had expectation that I'm moving into this neighborhood. So what I did was I packed up all my boxes, packed up everything, and we started living out of boxes because I was expecting to move. So when we finally got number 21 and they said, yes, you can move, and we told the kids we're moving, they said, okay, hold on. Are we moving by faith or are we really moving? Because y'all's attitude hadn't changed one way or the other. We don't know if this is really faith move or if this is. So we had to finally tell them, this is a for real move. We finally got somebody to say yes, so we're really moving. Now, how many of you can live like that where people around you don't know one way or the other, whether you got money in your pocket or whether you don't have money in your pocket, whether you got an approval or you got a disapproval? You have to keep that same expectation countenance regardless of what the answer is, knowing that, hey, it's working for me. I may not be able to see how it's working, but I got expectation that God is going to raise up somebody somewhere to use their power, their ability, and their influence to help me. God's got somebody that's going to show me some kindness. God's got somebody that's going to show me some goodness, and I'm walking in expectation that it's going to happen. Amen. All right, turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and we're going to go into this conviction to the laws of the favor manifestation. You have to decide in advance how you're going to respond when favor manifests in your life.
Amen.
Oh, y'all didn't hear that.
Amen.
You got to respond in advance. How are you going to respond when favor manifests in your life? And you got to have a conviction that you're going to remain faithful even when the favor shows up. I have seen so many people experience the favor of God. Favor showed up and then they forget all about the fact that they were supposed to be faithful. That's not the time for you to be unfaithful. That's the time for you to be even more faithful. Amen. Turn and tell your neighbor, say, it's the time for me to be even more faithful. All right, 1 Corinthians, well, let me just give you a definition on faithfulness first. Faithfulness, just so you can have it and understand it, because I'm telling you, when the favor shows up, you're going to be tempted to try to do everything else except for remain faithful. All right, faithfulness is the ability to be consistently honest, steadfast, loyal, trustworthy, dependable, and diligent to the things of God and the purposes of life so that you can get the maximum results in all that you do. Did you get that? All right. Faithfulness is the ability to be consistently honest. Say consistently honest. Steadfast. Loyal. Trustworthy. Dependable. And diligent to the things of God and the purposes of life so that I can get the maximum results in all that I do. All right. So you got to establish today. How you going to act when your favor shows up?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
You got to decide, because favor's on the way. I'm telling you, it's on the way.
Amen.
We got faith for favor to show up, right?
Amen.
So we're going to already decide how we're going to act when the favor shows up, because you're going to have to pass the mental test. Say, I got to pass the mental test.
Amen.
Amen. So when the devil tells you something other than being faithful and consistently honest all of the time, once a favor shows up, you got to cast down everything that does not line up with the word of God.
Amen.
So you got to think right. Say, I got to think right. Then you got to pass the money test. Say, I have to pass the money test.
Amen.
Just because favor shows up don't mean you got to hold on to your money.
Amen.
That's when you got to continue to give and continue to give. Amen. And then you got to pass the morality test. Say the morality test. Say, I gotta live right. I say, I gotta live right. Say, I have to live right. All right. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 4 says, every man needs to know how to possess his vessel.
Amen.
So when favor shows up, that ain't the time for you to go crazy and start going all off.
Amen.
That ain't the time for you to start, you know, your wife that's been with you all this time before the favor showed up. Now favor showed up. Now you're going to go out with some floozy that wasn't your wife. That is not the time to act a fool.
Amen.
Amen. So everybody has to know how to possess their vessel. And I said something real comical last night in Beaumont. I have to know how to possess my vessel. There are certain things that I just can't do. Like, I can't watch certain movies because it bothers me. And so, you know, last weekend, my family, they all wanted to go see the Planet of the Apes, right? Well, I can't watch stuff like that because I'll be seeing apes crawling in my bedroom and they'll be coming all in my bed with me and I'll be fighting apes all night long. So I just said, I'm not going. So, you know, everybody want to go. We all want to go. We should make it a family thing. I said, okay, we can make it a family thing. Y'all all go see the Planet of the Apes. I'm going to go see something sensible. I'm going to go see something nice because I got to know how to possess my vessels. Because, you know, I can't take them movies with all that cursing in it because then I'll be waking up in the night. I'll be hearing people cursing and stuff all in my head. I can't do it. I have to know how to possess my vessel. So I got to live right. And so I know that's going to help me to live right is to stay away from certain things like that. So, you know, Pastor Arisha, that's my sidekick. She going to go where whatever mama say, okay, mom, I'm going with you. So 8 of them went to see the Planet of the Apes. 2 of us went to see, I don't even know what me and Pastor Arisha saw, but it was sensible. It was a nice, sensible movie. It was nothing. No apes was crawling. Nothing was coming out of nowhere. None of that. And I slept good that night. All right. Then turn over to John 21. Did I tell you John 21? Little sidebar. So everybody say I have to pass the mental test. I got to pass the money test. I have to pass the morality test. And I got to pass the missions test. Amen. That means I got to keep on serving in the kingdom of God. I have to serve even though I have favor showing up in my life. I got to keep serving. Say, I have to keep serving. All right. And then you have to keep serving despite what anybody else is doing. You cannot compare yourself with what the other person is doing because you're not working in the kingdom of God for competition. You're working in the kingdom of God because it's the right thing to do. All right. John chapter 21, quick story. Jesus had just asked Peter, do you love me? He said, yes, I love you. He said, Peter, do you love me? Yes, I love you. He said, Peter, do you love me? He said, yes, I love you. He said, you know, I love you. He asked him like 3 times. So then he said, okay, go feed my sheep and feed my lamb. So Peter said, okay, I'm on. Go do feed your sheep, feed your lamb. Look at verse 21. It says, Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? And Jesus said unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is it to thee? Follow thou me. Amen. So it does not matter what the person on your right and on your left is doing. What has God told you to do? Amen. You obey God and do what God told you to do, and then everything will be all right. All right, so we're going to pass the what test? Number 2. Number 3, and number 4. All right, so we're going to think right, give right, live right, and serve right. All right, you got that? Say, I'm going to think right, give right, live right, and serve right. All right, I've got 10 steps to the favor manifestation. Turn to Psalms 34. Psalms 34, we're going to make it. Everybody say, we're going to make it. All right, say 10 steps to the favor manifestation. All right, if you do these 10 steps, I can almost guarantee you favor is going to show up in your life. Amen. I said, if you do these 10 steps, I can guarantee you favor is going to show up in your life. Amen. All right? You know, people say, you know, that they give you the instructions. Like, for example, somebody give you something, they say, follow these directions, and there's a guaranteed success. Right? Amen. So I'm giving you 10 steps that's guaranteed to cause the favor to show up in your life. Amen. All right? Got one person in the back excited about it, wants the favor to show up. So, Sister Eva, you get a free tape tonight because you want the favor to show up in your life. Praise God. All right. The rest of y'all, we just going to let me and Eva are going to let y'all in on the 10 steps, even though y'all weren't excited about it. All right. So let's try to get excited about my 10 steps. 10 steps. All right. Step number 1. Everybody say step number 1. Step number 1 is the passion. Say the passion. And that is a strong desire, the want for better and more with the willingness to pay the price will always produce an initiative to change. If you have a passion to see the favor of God show up in your life and have a passion for the things of God like never before, you can guarantee the favor showing up. Psalms 37:4. Everybody read it out loud together. Oh, that was y'all slow. What'd I say? I said 37. I said 34. Oh, well, don't shoot the teacher. Psalms 37, verse 4. All right, say it again. All right, what are we desiring? All right, what does the first part of the verse say?
Delight
thyself. That means that you got to have a passion for God, and God is going to cause the favor to show up in your life. If it's your heart's desire to walk in the favor of God, he says, if you'll delight yourself in me, I will give you the desires of your heart. Now, that scripture, give you the desires of your heart, has a twofold connotation. One, he will give you everything that you desire. And then two, he will put desires in your heart to bring to pass in your life. So God says, if you'll delight in me, not only will I give you everything that you desire, everything that you can think of that you want, but then I'm going to put some things on the inside of you that you didn't even know that you wanted, that I want to bring to pass in your life, all because you got a passion for the things of God. So you're desiring the favor of God, and God is saying you desire favor, but then I'm going to give you something else, and then I'm going to bring it to pass in your life. Because if he drops it in your spirit, he's saying to you that I'm already working on bringing it to pass in your life. Why? Because you got a passion for it. Amen. It sounds like Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. If you'll seek first the kingdom of God, then all these things will be added unto you. So if I have this passion for God, then everything I want in life is going to be added to me. That's good news. Amen. All right. And then number two, say number two. Step number two is the prayer. In other words, we found out a couple of weeks ago that we have to act in faith and place a demand on what the word of God says. He says, if you'll come to me in prayer, then you'll have the favor of God show up. And then, of course, my favorite scripture, 1 John 5, 14 and 15. This is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, then we know we have the petition we desire of him. So we got a right to go to God and ask him for favor, because it's into his word. He says he'll give us favor and encompass us about as a shield. And so if we go to God in prayer and say, God, I want the favor of God to show up in my life, then the Bible says if you ask according to his will, he hears you, and then he's going to make sure that you get what you desire. And the Amplified Version says it's as good as yours. So the day that you ask him for it, it's as good as yours. So number one is what? Number two is what? Number three is the planting. You can plant a specific seed for the favor of God to show up. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. You should have gotten that from a couple of lessons ago. And then number four is the profession. That is the confession. We're using all P's, but the profession is your confession. Bible says, hold fast to your confession of faith without wavering, and he is faithful that promise. Right? And then Mark 11, verse 23, 24, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. And how do you shall have them? You shall have them by what you say. Amen. You shall have whatsoever you say. Amen? Say, I'll have what I say. All right. And then number what? Number five is the pattern. Find somebody who is walking in the favor of God and imitate the pattern that they're walking in. Imitate the principles that they're walking in. You know somebody has favor on their life, then you go and you find them and you see them walking in the favor of God. Your church has the favor of God on it. Your leadership has the favor of God on it. So you don't have to look far. The Bible says, Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12, follow those who through faith and patience have inherited the promises. So whatever principles you see in the ministry, hey, I'm going to operate those principles in my life, and the favor of God has to show up. So number one is what? Number two,
prayer.
Number three,
planning.
Number four,
profession.
Number five,
yes.
Number six is planning. You've got a plan to have favor show up in your life. It's the disciplined step toward the objective of your affection. You have to decide, I am going to plan for favor to show up.
Amen.
This is comical, but I plan to have favor every time I go into a shopping mall.
Amen.
I plan for the favor of God to show up in the parking lot. I don't plan to walk past the third spot in the parking lot.
Amen.
And I'm not lazy. It's just I know when I got a lot of bags and I'm on my way out and they don't have valet, I need to be close to my car so I can put my bags in my car. So I plan for the favor to show up. So you've got a plan for favor. Say, I got a plan for favor. All right. And then number 7, you have to be persistent. Say persistent. And that's the spiritual tenacity to put on patience and endurance to see the promises of God come to pass in your life. You cannot just plan, have passion one day, pray the next day, plant the next day, have a profession, see a pattern, and then plan, and then the next day just wait for the favor to show up. And if it doesn't show up, they say, forget it, this don't work. Say, I got to have some persistence. All right, and then number 8 is the peace. Say the peace. That is the place of tranquility and confidence in the divine process that you've committed to knowing it will work for you. Say, I have to have peace. That means that you're going to rest in the fact that God's word is working for you. All right. And then number 9 is the progression. You must be sensitive to the timing factor that when 1 ounce of favor shows up, start testifying about it. God allow me to keep my job when everybody else lost their job. God allowed me to get a 25-cent raise when nobody else is getting a raise. So you got to have the testimony on your lips of the little progress that happens as a result of the favor of God. Amen. The Bible says first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. So if I will testify over the blade, then guess what? The full corn is on the way. Amen. So number 1 is what? Number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5, number 6, number 7, number 8, number 9. Number 10 is the proclamation. Turn to Psalms 105. You should be already in Psalms already. Not Psalms 105, the proclamation. You have to be willing to tell somebody what God has done for you. You cannot be ashamed to tell people your testimony because we need your testimony. Say, we need your testimony. When God's favor shows up in your life, you got to give a favor report. Say, I need to give a favor report. Because we need your favor report when we've exhausted all of our natural options and only the supernatural can bring our deliverance. We need your favor report when we've been standing in faith for meager results and we know that our harvest is not far away. We need your testimony when God gives us a task to do something that is beyond our resources and our disposal. And we need your testimony when Satan is attempting to snuff out our dreams through extreme persecution. Say, we need your testimony. So tonight in your circle of light groups, you're going to share your testimony of the favor of God, how God's favor has showed up in your life. It's going to be the favor report in our circle of light groups tonight. Say, we're going to have the favor report. I don't care if it's just a little ounce of favor. Every amount of favor is going to encourage somebody to the next level of favor. Amen. You know, it could have been favor when you went to the gas station that you realized that you could fill your car for $40 instead of $50. Whatever it is, begin to testify of it so that we can be blessed by your testimony. Psalms 105, look at verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds unto the people. In other words, you got to share your testimony so other people will know that help is on the way. Amen. That God is a faithful God and what he's done for one in principle, he will do for another. And help is on the way. Say, help is on the way. Say, I will share my testimony of the goodness of God because favor it shows up just when I need it. Hallelujah. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Why heads are bowed and eyes closed.